From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump is hailing progress with North Korea, even as experts warn his administration's plan to dismantle the North's nuclear weapons and missiles within a year is risky. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president says there have been many good conversations with the North over denuclearizing, and weeks after his summit with Kim Jong-un, he's claiming credit for avoiding a confrontation, tweeting, "If not for me, we would now be at war with North Korea." Experts say there's no proof Kim plans to take concrete steps toward giving up his weapons. An intelligence report suggests he will instead try to deceive the U.S. about just what he has. National Security Advisor John Bolton's pitched a one-year plan for denuclearizing, which experts say is just too fast to produce a lasting agreement. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is preparing this week to make a third trip to North Korea. He's scheduled to be in Pyongyang from Thursday through Saturday. 12 teenage boys and their 25-year-old coach are safe, but still trapped in a flooded cave in northern Thailand. British cave rescue expert Gary Mitchell says rescuers face a lot of challenges in bringing them out of the cave.
The young lads and the coach are around about 2 kilometers underground, and around about a kilometer of that is completely flooded, so submerged passages. Not all in one long kilometer stretch, but there's air pockets along the way, it's confined spaces, it's almost zero visibility.
Thailand's interior minister said the boys may need to swim out using diving equipment because bad weather is forecast for later in the week. This is VOA News. The most senior Roman Catholic clergyman to be convicted of covering up child sex abuse was sentenced on Tuesday to 12 months in detention by an Australian court. The Newcastle magistrate will determine next month if Adelaide Archbishop Philip Wilson will spend that time in prison or under house arrest. Malaysian anti-corruption agents arrested former Prime Minister Najib Razak Tuesday, following an investigation into how money went missing from a state fund he founded almost a decade ago. Reuters correspondent Ed Giles reports.
Malaysia's 1MDB task force confirmed Najib's arrest on Tuesday afternoon. Sources close to the family said authorities picked him up at home after serving a remand order. The Malaysian task force said Najib would be charged in court on Wednesday morning.
Reuters correspondent Ed Giles. Senator Richard Shelby, a Republican from Alabama, said Tuesday in Moscow he hopes relations between Russia and the U.S. will improve. He's leading a congressional delegation to Russia and meeting with members of parliament.
We recognize that the world's better off, I believe, if Russia and the U.S. have fewer tensions.
It's the first direct exchange between lawmakers from both countries since 2013. The head of the UN Children's Fund is warning that Yemen is on the brink of an abyss as the country's devastating conflict pushes its economy, health, education, water, and sanitation systems to the point of collapse. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Yemen, which the UN calls the world's worst humanitarian crisis, is likely to get even worse. The United Nations reports 22 million people are in need of assistance, and half of them are children. It says 80% of the population lives under the poverty line. 8.4 million are facing famine, and one child dies every 10 minutes. UNICEF chief Henrietta Fore says more than half of health facilities have stopped working and others are barely functioning. She says many of the medical staff have not been paid for 2 years, yet they come to work because they know there is a need. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Another Philippine mayor was shot and killed Tuesday by an unidentified man in a road attack a day after another mayor was gunned down. The brazen back-to-back killings have prompted an opposition senator to call the country the number one murder capital of Asia. And the Indian government on Tuesday asked Facebook to prevent the spread of false texts on its WhatsApp messaging application. The government says some messages have caused lynchings and mob beatings across the country. WhatsApp has more than 200 million users in India. It's the messaging site's largest market. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.